Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
Hey, it's Wong Kai, tech contributor for the Business Times, joining us live in the studio. It is now time for Tech Talk. Economists say robots can take over 20 million manufacturing jobs around the world by 2030. That's not long off. According to a new study from Oxford Economics, there could be 14 million robots put to work in China alone within the next decade or so. Kai, what kind of an upheaval could we be anticipating?
I really wish I wasn't the bearer of bad news. Every time I come on the show, I seem to have some sort of robotic apocalypse story lined up or something, you know, AI taking over our jobs or AI taking over something. Unfortunately, this time, okay, let's look at the figures. So according to this new study, economists, they have analyzed these sort of long-term trends in automation in the workplace, and they actually saw that over the use of robots in use worldwide has increased threefold over the past two decades to 2.25 million. So just within the past 20 years, it has increased over the preceding period of time, three times to 2.25 million. And it's going to look from here on, you know, a little bit bleaker because robots are they're getting to the workplace, especially when it comes to repetitive sort of manual labor. Robots are extremely good at that. They don't ask for pay raises. They don't complain. Unlike human beings, you know, these very nasty things. So
speak for yourself.
I know, right? Pay raises, but robots don't need to ask for that, and they don't need breaks at all. They can work 24/7 around the clock. And it is predicted that by 2030, more than 1.5 million jobs would have been lost to robots in the United States alone. Mm-hmm. In China, that number is expected to exceed 11 million. And across EU states, about 2 million people would lose out on employment, because of automation. So we're talking about millions and millions of jobs here. Mm-hmm. Definitely something to look out for as the world sort of moves towards automation, whether it be physical robots or artificial intelligence, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Okay, sounds scary to me. Should we take a time out, Kai? I mean, take a step back from deploying robots so extensively?
If it were up to me, maybe, yeah. Let's slow down the deployment of these Terminator beings a little bit, but unfortunately the world moves on. We need, as manufacturing progresses, more and more high-tech things need to be done. For example, automobile manufacturing, lots of automation there. And surprisingly, the report has actually said, told lawmakers not to prohibit the rise of automation. Mm-hmm. Told them not to stop this rise because instead the challenge is to distribute the dividend generated by automation more evenly by helping the more vulnerable workers to prepare for and adapt to the upheaval that it will bring. So it's to sort of distribute the gains that has been gained through automation, because it is said that when robots sort of come online, come on mainstream, this equates to it would lead to a 5.3% boost in global GDP. So we're talking trillions of dollars here in the next sort of 15 years, thereabouts. So the challenge is that to really, you know, distribute these gains to the more vulnerable among us who may not have the necessary skills needed to complement our robotic overlords, so to speak.
Okay, Kai, he's tech contributor for the Business Times. Let's switch our attention now to the BlackBerry, once eponymous. I mean, everybody in business had a BlackBerry. The company, though, has released its first quarter results. It's not doing too well, is it?
No, they're not. They're definitely not doing as well as they once were. Anyone remember that those BlackBerries of old with the keyboards and all that?
Typing away furiously.
You're typing away on furiously during meetings. That was probably the only phone you could use during meetings that made you look busy.
Yeah, like, I remember that.
Yeah, I had a BlackBerry once, a nice keyboard and all that. And they are still manufacturing BlackBerries, actually, but it's a licensing agreement. BlackBerry themselves don't make mobile phones anymore. Instead, what they are doing is that they are pivoting to selling software such as those used in mobiles and automakers. So in-car systems sort of based upon this platform that BlackBerry has created. Mm-hmm. So if automakers want to put their spin on things, like different design on the infotainment screen in cars, they can use BlackBerry system and do that.
Mm-hmm. So what has BlackBerry reported for its first quarter earnings?
So one of the biggest divisions that BlackBerry has, it's the Internet of Things business. It houses the enterprise software and technology solutions businesses. It rose only 5% to $137 million, which came in below estimates of $151.4 million. Mm-hmm. So apparently it has seemed to be underperforming. But overall adjusted revenue rose 23% to $267 million in the first quarter, which was boosted by the company's recent $1.4 billion bet on cybersecurity firm Cylance. So Cylance is a company whose software uses machine learning to preempt security breaches. So clearly, BlackBerry is in this area where they're going to software instead of loss-making hardware, because they couldn't compete when sort of Android and iOS came online and BlackBerry was caught on the back foot, excuse me. And they simply lost the plot on smartphones, and they have dropped to nearly zilch ever since. I mean, when was the last time you saw someone carry a BlackBerry?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, that, you know, when you see someone with a BlackBerry, you go, dinosaur.
Yeah, it's like dinosaur.
Oh, gosh. Okay, now, you fashionistas, you don't need to step out of your house to try the latest Gucci apparel, because Gucci has launched an iOS app that lets you try out all its wares, all using augmented reality. Gosh, this sounds like it'll be an expensive app to browse. Do you just point your camera at your feet and then watch the shoes appear on them?
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what you do. It's available on iOS already. So you just download the Gucci app. I tried it last night. It was quite fun. So it's like fitting shoes in person. So within this app, you pick the sneakers that you want. So you scroll through like a whole bunch of Gucci sneakers or whatever.
Okay.
You point your phone camera at your feet. So the camera app slash app will sort of measure your feet, and then after that it will overlay those shoes on your feet.
Sort
of walk around. Yeah. And then, good thing, you actually can't buy the shoes in the app.
Oh, okay.
You only can share them on social media, which is kind of like a lifesaver for those of us. Very sneaker hits.
So it's just for everybody to kind of try out
this kind of thing, this AR-infused e-commerce is absolutely fantastic. Amazon, I think a couple of years ago, they had this mirror where you could just walk in front of it, and then the clothes that you pick will be superimposed in front of you. Mm-hmm. And then, you can just try out, quote-unquote, those clothes. Fantastic. I mean, you don't even have to physically try them out. You can even see how you yourself will look like wearing it. Yeah.
Wonderful. It's wonderful.
Well, yeah, like you said, it's dangerous. It's so dangerous. I mean, it's like, hey, looks good. And then you can buy it from within the app itself.
And then you post it, and then all your friends say, you look great, you should buy those.
Yeah,
you
great.
And then off you go.
And then you can find out which one are your real friends.
Oh, dear. Do you have a tech fact for us today, Kai, before you go?
Yeah, sure. So, back in 2009, this is a really, really interesting tech fact. Google actually hired a herd of goats to do the job of trimming the grass at its Mountain View headquarters.
Huh?
So instead of using lawnmowers, right, Google decided, hey, you know what? We're going to go eco-friendly. We're going to sort of save the environment. We're going to get rid of the noisy lawnmowers. And we're going to use goats. So they actually hired the goats, right? I was reading this.
Okay.
They hired the goats from a company called California Grazing that specializes in, literally renting out their goats for things like this. I don't know if Google actually has done it again or not. I could only find stories dating from 2009. But if this is an ongoing thing, this is really, really funny.
That's just great for the goat CV. Worked at Google. Thanks so much for joining us. He's tech contributor for the Business Times, Wong Kai.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.